October 17. Be ye also ready. Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:44. Suppose that today Christ should appear in the clouds of heaven. Who would be ready to meet him? Suppose we should be translated into the kingdom of heaven just as we are. Would we be prepared to unite with the saints of God, to live in harmony with the royal family, the children of the heavenly King? What preparation have you made for the judgment? Have you made your peace with God? Are you seeking to help those around you, those in your home, those in your neighborhood, those with whom you come in contact that are not keeping the commandments of God? Remember that profession is worthless without a practice that enters into the daily life. God knows whether we are keeping His law in truth. He knows just what we are doing, just what we are thinking and saying. Are we getting ready to meet the King? When He comes in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, will you be able to say, "Lo, this is our God, we have waited for Him, and He will save us"? Isaiah 25:9. To those who can say this, Christ will say, "Come up higher. Upon this earth you have loved me. You have loved to do my will. You can now enter the holy city and receive the crown of everlasting life." If it were possible for us to be admitted into heaven as we are, how many of us would be able to look upon God? How many of us have on the wedding garment? How many of us are without spot or wrinkle or any such thing? This is our washing and ironing time, the time when we are to cleanse our robes of character in the blood of the Lamb. John says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John 1:29. Shall we not let go our sins? I entreat you, brethren and sisters, to labor earnestly to secure the crown of everlasting life. The reward will be worth the conflict, worth the effort. In the race in which we are running, everyone may receive the reward offered, a crown of everlasting life. I want this crown. I mean by God's help to have it. I mean to hold fast to the truth that I may see the King in His beauty.